What did it do, Tech HQ? Welcome back to the podcast. I'm here with
Brandon
Kwaku
and me, Kwaku.
this is our college readiness and preparation episode. As I said in previous episodes, we're all three seniors. We've all been doing the college prep process for a couple months now. So I guess we'll start with the icebreaker. What are you most looking forward to going to college? Like, as like in college.
Man, you start.
I think I would say like meeting new people, even though it's like generic. Just finding new connections, seeing how other people like study, navigate their life, and yeah, just getting different ideas from different people.
It's a balance. I agree with that. Like, I think meeting new people is like a great part of college. And I'm also looking forward to like the freedom of it, like academically and like in general. Because like in high school, like there's only so much you can like do. Like, there's more freedom in college, basically, is what I'm trying to say.
Yeah, I think I'm looking forward to like leaving my house. Like, not to say like I hate my parents or whatever, but I just want to like go out there, see what's new, see the other side of the world. Like,
yeah,
not confined in like my hometown, but like just other areas and things like that. And like meeting new people, parties. Yeah.
Adding on to Kwaku's freedom thing, it's like in high school you're more like you take the classes you have to and you don't really like have a say. But in college, like, you get to like study what you want and like take classes that you want. So I think I'd be more like focused in school, and like, because I'm actually learning about the things that I want to learn instead of just having to go to classes.
Yeah.
Well, expanding on that, what are you guys' majors? Like, what do you want to major?
I'm majoring in either exercise science or kinesiology. And then after that, I'm going to go to a physical therapy school.
What's kinesiology again?
It's kind of like just the body, I guess.
It's biology.
The body.
Yeah, kind of. It's like the same as exercise science.
I wanted to do like health sciences or like biology, but like we'll see about biology. That's like, I feel like it would be good because I want to be a doctor, so I feel like biology would be like good. It's like the generic one that like everyone does that wants to go to med school or whatever. But health sciences, I feel, would be like more like specific and like interesting to me.
I want to be an accountant. I like money. I like finding money. I like dealing with money. I like numbers. I like math. Not sound like a nerd or whatever, but it's like my thing. So, and I can't like go into the medical field or anything like that because I've been surrounded by doctors and nurses my whole life, and that does not sound fun to me.
Mm.
And also, I don't like taking care of people. So I don't like the burden of people's like lives in my hands. Like let's say I'm a surgeon, right? And like if I don't remove this tumor or whatever, like they're gonna die. Like, I feel like that's so much of a burden to put on myself. So I'd rather just like help money.
So you can't handle responsibility.
Okay.
why'd you guys choose the major, I guess? Yeah. Why'd you guys choose the major that you're going for?
I wanted to be a doctor.
Like, also, like, they make a decent amount of money. Like, I don't want to, like...
A decent amount.
They make a decent... I mean, they're not, like... Okay, so the average salary... So I want to be a CPA, like, more specifically, like, a certified public accountant. The average salary is, like, 110, 120. That's a decent amount, especially nowadays. Like a couple of years ago, that's like bank. But now that's like, you know, you're well off your feet. Like, you have a good house, good car. You know,
I think that's pretty rich.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
I don't know. I wouldn't say in today's economy that's like rich. That's like all right. But I feel like I'd be comfortable with being a CPA. Hope you guys.
For me, the reason I got into physical therapy was I was always interested in like sports stuff since I was a kid and injuries, I guess. But I tore my ACL last year, and going through the whole like physical therapy and the surgery and everything, it made me like really like, I guess, fall in love with the process of it, even though it sucks. But going to physical therapy, seeing all like how the different therapists do stuff, it just made me like it more, and yeah, made me want to pursue it.
That's tough. Me personally, I've said since like day one when I was like a little kid that I wanted to be like a doctor. I think it was like a mix of them just like seeming like cool and like them making a lot of money that like made me like want to do it. And like I watch like medical videos on YouTube. They're like entertaining and like I feel like I know like a good amount. So like if I like actually went to school for that, like I could be like pretty competent at my job. And yeah.
So like, what like aspects of like being a doctor do you like most forward to? Like, do you want to be like a pediatric doctor, take care of little kids? Like, what do you want to do in that field?
Well, I feel like once I like get into it, I'll like see for real if I like it or not.
So you don't know
And
yet.
so like if like let's say like it starts being like too much, like I might just go to like the easiest route. But like surgeon was like top line for me. But like we'll see about that.
You guys have any like backup plans? Because a lot of people switch to major. Like I know, like go
Yeah.
to college and do this. Like they don't like it. So
But I really don't know what I would switch it to, I'm not gonna lie.
you know.
'Cause like I would want to do something probably like music related, but like I feel like you don't really need to go to college for music.
Yeah, that's true.
Like,
I thought it's a waste of a major.
yeah.
But you could do like some type of like engineering type thing, you
I don't
know.
know about engineering.
I think my backup plan is sports management because I'm going for like an health science type of major. So even if I don't want to go to physical therapy, I can go for sports management, and my major would still help me. I mean, my degree would still help me get into sports management.
You're him. Nah, I actually like I take that back. I think I would go like my backup would be like computer science or like something in the tech field because like they
Yeah.
make a lot.
Have you heard of what's been happening with computer science lately?
Like,
I think it fits you because like I think
yeah.
a lot of people in computer science are like not getting jobs because it used to be like a high demand job, but since so many students want to do it because it's so high paying, there's not as
Yeah,
many
that's not
jobs.
yeah.
So the field is
Oh.
closing steadily.
Oh,
Yeah,
that's nice.
yeah, they're not getting as much jobs now.
And I almost went for being an accountant too. That was my initial, but
Oh, really?
yeah.
I did not know that.
My backup's not really a backup. I used to want to be a radiologist, but 12 years of college is insane. And also like I don't like taking all those tests. So but it's like something I like would like to do. Just like it's like the fun portion of being a doctor, just like seeing scans and things like that.
That's fun too.
It's more fun than taking care of people. I don't sound like a bad person
He's
or anything, but
just not responsible,
Craig, do
guys.
you think the CPA, so we had a CPA come into our class last year, I think.
Is your
And
CPA?
yeah, she's a CPA. And she kind of explained how accountants like work every day, their day to day, and how she became a CPA. And do you think she like influenced you? Not at all.
I won't say not at all. But it wasn't like, she wasn't like the main factor. Like, I feel like what really influenced me was just like the lifestyle of an accountant. Like it's not as burdening as like a computer science major or as burdening as like a surgeon. Like surgeons spend like 16 hours a day at their job. Like, I'm not working 16 hours a day. Also, I like sitting at a desk. I like having everything in front of me. I don't like walking around. I like seeing the numbers there, have my computer there. You know,
That's valid.
if I'm working a 9 to 5, if I'm staying at a job for more than 8 hours, I don't want to be here, there. I like being at a desk.
I think, well, for part of your shift, you definitely like would have to like. Well, I mean, not really for an accountant, I guess, but
Like the
you would have to
numbers,
do some type of moving.
yeah, I guess, yeah, just like get loose. But at the end of the day, like,
Get loose.
I think that's not opposite for me because I feel like I'm just sitting there, I'm gonna get like bored of just being in one
Yeah.
like setting, I guess. So like physical therapy makes me like move places, I do different things with different people, and it just makes me like keep going. Like, I don't know.
I feel like, yeah, I just like being like, I feel like if I'm gonna find a career, it has to be something I can like chill in. Like, I have to like I want to have an interest in it, you know? That's my main reason for picking accounting. She did like persuade me kind of with like the money portion of it, like selling how much they made. I was like, well, okay. I'd like to do that too, but I like the benefits and whatnot, but. So like what colleges are you guys looking at?
Me, the ones I applied to, I applied to Brown, Columbia, Boston College, Boston University, Howard, HU, Well, that's Hampton too, but you know. Where else? Oh, Dartmouth, UMass Amherst. And like, yeah.
And what are your acceptances?
Well, those like the big ones come out in April, but so far I've been accepted to UConn.
Huskies.
Yes, sir. Assumption University, which is like up in Worcester, and UMass Boston.
Some of the colleges I accept to are UConn, you know, love them, by the way. UMass Amherst, Assumption, Western New England, MCPHS, and there's some other ones, but sadly I got deferred from Northeastern, but you know, we move.
We move.
There's Boston College and Boston University I'm still waiting on. And yeah.
I got accepted into UMass Amherst, UMass Boston, Assumption, AIC, Villanova University, which is like, which out of my acceptances so far, that's like my top option. I got accepted into OSU, and I sadly got deferred from USC, but whatever, they better accept me.
Yeah,
so. But I'm still waiting on Boston College, Boston University. I applied to Columbia and Brown, praying that I get in there. I wouldn't say rejected or deferred, but like Bentley, so they emailed me saying I didn't have my stuff in on time, but that's all clear. So I'm just like, I guess I'm waiting for them too. And then I'm waiting for University of Oregon, which is definitely a long shot. It's definitely across the country, but.
Like, what are your top three colleges right now, like money wise and everything?
Money wise,
like realistically, where you're gonna go, like top three?
Realistically,
yeah,
UMass Amherst, Villanova, and then Assumption. Because with Assumption, I pay the least. UMass Amherst, it's a good education, it's not as expensive. I already have scholarships for there, I already have the scholarship I got from the MCAS testing, and then Villanova is just like a really good business school, and not a lot of people get into it. So just to say I went to Villanova, like I'm gonna get like a lot of jobs. Just the tuition is insane, and I'm not
how much
Bill Gates, like 70K, and they didn't want to give me no scholarships, and I've yet to apply the scholarships. So, but
hey man, what about you? What are your top three?
I think one is Northeastern, even though they deferred me. The tuition is like kind of high, but I think if I get accepted, I would go there. And then two is probably UMass Amherst, because it's like the same thing as Quaker, where it's like cheap. It's in-state. I have the tuition as well. And yeah, it's just close to home and it's cheap. And then third is UConn. It's like the tuition is high because it's out of state, but I visited the campus and yeah, it's really nice.
Yeah, UConn is nice.
Yeah.
Word. Well, realistically, I don't know, but because like I haven't gotten accepted to like everywhere yet or whatever, so I don't know if I'd get like scholarships or like what that'll look like. But like my top school would probably be Columbia, because I feel like that'd be so certified. Like if I got in
money wise too, though.
But like I don't know like how much they would give me and like aid and all that. So like
you're like rich, so I don't think they
would. I'm not really rich, but yeah, so like that would be so certified. So yeah, Columbia. I feel like Howard's up there, but like if I got like a lot of money from them, I would go, but like I just know it'd be like mad expensive. So like that's like and realistically, like, you know, UMass Amherst and UConn. I think my dad went to UConn, so like yeah. Oh,
that's like that's legacy, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so like with Howard, like what are your thoughts on the HBCUs?
They're cool.
They're cool. So what like attracted you to apply to Howard? Like
Howard's like, cause like my thing was like go big or go home. So like that's why I applied to like a lot of like Ivies and whatever. And you know, like my grades are good, so I was like, okay, let me apply to, because I wanted to apply to an HBCU, because like I would go, but like the tuition and stuff, just be like, and like the housing and stuff, like, so yeah, so I was like, let me apply to Howard, you know, that's like a great school, you know, it has like a lot of like crazy like alumni, like whatever. So I applied there, and yeah, we're gonna see. I was gonna apply to Morehouse, but
House was
I
that?
actually don't remember. Oh, where is it? That's a great question. I don't remember.
Yeah. Well, on the topic of grades, what are you guys like GPA or like compared to the class? Like, yeah, our whole class.
Like class ranking?
Yeah, class ranking and your GPA.
Well, aren't
Don't
we
really know our
all?
class
Yeah, we
ranking.
don't really know our class rankings. We're like
We're apparently
all
off by
10%.
yeah.
But yeah, you know,
GPA.
he's the smartest or something like that.
Excellent. GPA, I'm at a 4.1. My best class is it's math, but you know. Yeah. My worst class is English. I do bad in English every single year. If it wasn't for English, my GPA definitely be like a 4.8
Yeah.
or three or something.
Really? You're not good at English?
No.
Well, I feel like last year you just
I
like tapped out.
mean, my grades are not that like, it's like my I think mine is a 4.1, but maybe not last semester. It's like, Yeah, well, like senior grades are hard to like leverage because,
yeah.
especially like now, like we're not really doing anything. So after like the AP portion of it like ends like.
I think English is my weakest too. It's like I don't really like care, not care, but like
No,
there's just so much going on that like I just can't
English
do
is always
it.
at the bottom of my priorities too. Like
Yeah.
I just no, because I feel like after like this is like a little bit of a hot take. After like fourth grade, when you know how to read, you know how to write. Like, what's the point? Like,
Yeah, because we're just yeah.
we just be like
Yeah.
chilling in there or whatever. My weakest at the moment is probably like calc. I think that's been like pulling down my average the entire year. Cause like I'm good with like math or whatever, and I like math, but I don't know. Calculus is just like I'll understand it, but then we'll take a test and I'll get like a high 70s, like an 80, and my entire average was just like,
I feel like that's like good though for like an AP class
yeah,
though.
yeah.
We're all in AP comp
It's
by the
not
way.
bad.
Yeah.
Yeah. Actually, since we're on the AP subject, can you tell us more about like your AP class, which is like from last year, how you took AP A
Hey,
push,
push, yeah.
AP Lang, you know. Tell us how that went for you.
It went fine. Like I look at them like normal classes. Like it's not too bad. Like A push, I will say A push. Like maybe it was just because of like my A push teacher. Shout out Miss Move. But we had we had a lot of work, and like it started like as soon as like we picked the class. We got like summer work to do over the summer. I was one of the only ones that actually like did it, but it was a lot, like a lot. It took like sleepless nights, like it was like a lot. And like there was like nonstop like projects. We were always like doing something, but like I know my A push, so like I feel like it all was like for my benefit.
So if I ask you like a history question like right now, you would know.
Like US history, like
Not
probably, yeah.
to like shame our school or anything, but like I feel like the way like they didn't let us like take APs until junior year, it kind of like hurt us in the long run, like on the when we're applying to colleges, because like in other schools you could take all these APs sophomore, junior year, freshman year even, and I feel like the fact that we could only take it junior year, like hurt us.
Yeah. Now though, like it's like opening though, 'cause
Yeah.
like I think sophomores can take APs now, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like our
We're
school,
starting
like
next year, maybe.
it's like changing or whatever. So like they're gonna be able to take all their like APs like junior year and like just have like a free slate senior year, which is like pretty tough. But
Like us, not like, cause like there's like AP Physics I could take I should take for my major, but I couldn't like fit in my schedule this year, which is like
yeah, I
kind of
wanted to take
sucked.
AP Bio, but like I couldn't because it like conflicted with calc and like
Yeah,
yeah.
I need calc. Last year I took AP Euro instead of A push. So last year for
How did
Hard
AP Euro go?
okay,
Didn't take that.
so for AP Euro, our teacher was very I don't know how to
Me
describe
and
it.
Quick were
We're
equal,
both in
yeah.
Euro, so like he would let us do things like on our own. Like any studying portion of it would be on our own. He gave us a textbook, say, read seven chapters by Friday, whatever. He wouldn't like give us a quiz or anything. We just have to know, and we'll talk about it in class. Sometimes he won't. Sometimes he just gives us a piece of paper and say, "Oh, we'll fill out this piece of paper or something." Sometimes we just present and teach the class for like a whole like 3 month portion.
Yeah.
He did no teaching. It was just us teaching each other. And
But like, not to cut you off, but like at the same time, like some college professors do like the same thing. Like they just like present the information and like it's your job to go home and like study.
yeah,
But
I guess that's like what he was trying to do. But like when it comes to like an AP class like that, like it was not beneficial at all.
yeah.
We took the AP test, none of us knew enough to like,
Pass.
yeah.
Besides what? I think like he's a really good teacher and like he's smart and knows all his like history, but like him teaching us in a different way, it was kind of like weird what we like than what we're used to. He kind of like taught us how like college works and how we could like do stuff on our own. It was a kind of a different perspective, but you know, it was fine.
Yeah, especially since like that's like one of the like drawbacks of like taking APs like so late or whatever. Like that was like the first time that like you had like a class like that
Yeah,
for
like
him, so
AP class, yeah.
yeah.
And it just felt like so like free. Like I didn't do anything
Yeah, like
for that class.
I don't really know. I can't like tell you what I learned from that class, but I learned how to like new studying skills and how to teach people, I guess.
Yeah, I feel like I learned more of like the skill portion of it than the actual content. Like if like for content wise, I learned more from like Heimer history.
That was his goal, though,
But
he said.
yeah, like do you think that that's like more important, like skills or like actual like
I mean, for like it's an AP
no.
class, like I want the credits, like I want to
But like in
pass
the
the
long
class.
run
I think in
though.
the
In the
long
long
run,
run, yeah,
skills,
skills,
yeah.
but you know.
But I think I would like taking that class. I wanted to actually learn about European history, and I can't say that I didn't in the class. But like,
Do you think like if our calc teacher like taught that way, we'd be better or worse
Well,
off?
I feel like math needs more like hand
Yeah,
holding.
math is different.
Cause
You can't
like,
really teach. You could
yeah.
teach yourself, but it's like harder.
Like me personally, I need to see everything like step by step or I'm gonna get lost.
Yeah, but like with calc, it's like I don't know. There's so much going on, especially because like we didn't really take much of calc. Because we took integrated math for like our whole high school. We didn't really
Which
have any
isn't, yeah.
options, and integrated math is like
It's
it's
not.
all right. It
I miss integrated math so much.
so easy.
It was just too easy. I feel like we
I don't
didn't.
know about too easy, but
But like we could have took harder math. Yeah.
yeah.
So like I feel like it didn't really set us up correctly. Compared to like the other students taking calc, you know, it's kind of too easy for them. Some other schools have offered calc BC and AB and
Yeah, like
all
there's kids
those.
taking calc in sophomore year or junior year, and
Yeah,
like having
that's
that
crazy.
experience like at a younger grade, it's just gonna benefit them in college.
So do you think like in the college, like the system of it all, do you think like the fact that they took more harder classes at a younger age, like does that make them like more prone to getting picked to better schools than you? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think
I
feel
mean,
like kids like take AP classes just to say they take AP classes.
yeah, and get the credits.
Yeah, get the credits, but like I don't think someone's application should be bad just because they take AP classes.
So what do you think like makes the application stand up? Like if you were a college like scout
Counselor.
or like the people that review the application and say, yeah, I want you in my college, what would you look for in an application that's like, yeah, I want that kid at my school?
Well, fun fact,
Outstanding.
like that most of nowadays, like most of them are just looking at like extracurriculars because like everyone like has like great grades or whatever. Well, not
Yeah.
everyone obviously, but like a lot of people have like great grades. So like it's like the extracurriculars that like set you apart. Like if you're like really active or whatever, and like either with like sports or like class government or like community service, like that makes you look like really good to like colleges.
Yeah, I agree. Because at our school, our AP don't weigh into our GPA. So like, kids that are taking easier classes could have a higher GPA than me, even though I'm taking AP. And I feel like counselors like can't only look at GPAs just because of that.
I guess so, like what portion of you of it do you think like matters? Like what percentage?
I think extracurriculars weigh a lot. I think they
Yeah,
could weigh.
a lot more than grades.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well,
Not a lot
I
more,
mean,
but
I feel like grades like said like if your grades are nice, they'll like look at your application and then like they'll look at like the extracurriculars like next to see if they like really want you.
yeah.
Sure, and like the essay and all that.
Yeah, and like the SAT and stuff, if you want to submit that.
I feel like the whole thing has to tie together, though, like with your major and your extracurriculars and your strong subjects and things like that. Like, if it doesn't tie together, like, some people can have a high average, have way different extracurriculars, a way different major, like, and college won't accept them. You know what I mean?
I think the college process is kind of luck, in a way, because, like, yeah. It's like, sometimes, maybe your counselor's having a bad day and you don't get accepted.
So, like, what's your thoughts on, like the SAT, like, when you're applying, you put tests optional, you know? Like, what are your thoughts on the whole SAT process?
I'm so grateful that they're optional now.
Yeah.
I heard that, like, next year they're going back to, like, not being optional or whatever. Because, like, they're doing, like, a new SAT thing, right? Or something like that.
They're doing the computer SAT now. I just know it's over the computer. And it's a lot different than... And, like, for the math portion, there isn't, like, a non-calculated portion. And it's, like, the whole thing is just calculated.
Oh, that's better.
Like, if you took that one, you'd do better on it.
Absolutely.
Yeah, probably if it's full calculator.
Maybe the questions are all recorded.
But like, I have a calculator. Like...
Oh, and instead of it being a 4-hour test, it's a 2-hour test. I'm
not seeing the downside. Like
that portion for me would make me better because I get test fatigue. Like if I'm taking a test for 4 hours, I get tired. I get nauseous.
Nauseous, really?
No, like, yeah, like during the AP test, like when I was at the last portion of my last essay, especially for English, like I was just yapping, bro.
I'm not ready for
well, that's English. That's English.
That AP lit.
And English is just like draining. I can't.
Yeah.
Like, I mean, so not to sound like a nerd, but like I do like writing, but like only when like I know what I'm talking about. Like if it's like something where I have to like BS it, like, oh.
Yeah, English is like. When it comes to
I feel like English is just like the definition of like unnecessary. Like it'll ask you to write the most unnecessary thing or answer the most like stupid question. And it's just like, bro, like why?
Do you guys think in college that you guys are gonna like push all your morning classes, like have all your classes in the morning and have the rest of the day to yourselves, or like not want to wake up early and have your classes in the afternoon?
Like what do you mean by morning? Like before 8 a.m. or like 8 a.m?
Yeah, like 8 a.m. Like you finish, you go from like 8 to 11 and you're done by 11.
I mean, ideally, I would do that, but I feel like I wouldn't wake up for, like, something.
See, like...
That's a hard choice.
It can't be too early. Like, 6 a.m., I'm not waking up that early.
Do they even have 6 a.m. class?
I think it's early.
I heard the 6 a.m.
class. 6 a.m. class, you're setting yourself up for failure. I'm not... Nobody's waking up for that.
But I wouldn't have my first class past, like, 11. Because...
Oh, well, yeah.
Anything too late, like, I'm not going to take it serious.
Yeah,
I wouldn't want it to like go like into like the day. Like I would want it to be like high school kind of in like the sense that like when it's past like 2 or 3, like I'm done. Like,
yeah. But also, like
there's a class that you have to take at 6:00. I think it starts at 6:00.
No. Like in the middle, like I have to stop what I'm doing in the middle of the day and go to class. Like that's so crazy. Like
that sounds very tedious. I don't know, but. I'd like to, like, push my test. So, like, my ideal schedule would be, like, first class, 9, you know. I know there's, like, 2-hour classes and things like that. I like to finish school by, like, 3. Go do whatever. Yeah. What's your, like, when you get to college, like, what are you most, like, looking forward to besides, you know, meeting new friends? Like, are you going to join any fraternities? Join clubs? You know, start a club?
I mean... I would definitely join a club. Like, it depends on, like, the club, though, like, and, like, who's in it. Like, if there's, like, a little, like, you know, like, Afro, like, culture, like, group thing, like, I'll do that. Like, that's, like, fun. I love, especially if I go to, like, a PWI and there's, like, not that many Black people in general. So, like, I feel like having, like, a bond or, like, whatever. But, like, the ones that they do have there would be, like, nice. Maybe like in a, I don't know about events.
No,
I would definitely join a club. I just gotta like see like what they got. Maybe like a gaming club.
What are the PWIs that you applied to?
Like all of them.
What besides that?
Yeah, minus Howard.
Yeah,
I think I'll join frat.
Yeah, I mean it depends for me.
Yeah, I think I would like be could. Like interested, I guess, but I think a little Asian club would be cool. Muslims, huh?
Did you do sports?
Oh yeah, do you plan on doing sports in college?
I think it depends on the college I go to. It's like, If I go to like a top school, I think I wouldn't, cause just to be focused on academics. But like, yeah, I'd be interested in playing soccer.
Brandon's like a soccer god, by the way.
No,
Like, not Mbappe, but like he's like.
are you guys interested in doing track?
I did like an interview with like this Dartmouth lady, and as I was saying about my interview with this lady from Dartmouth, she was really nice. She was like, they do an interview with all their applicants or whatever, to like get more information about them, see like information that like wasn't on their applications. So she was asking me if I was doing track, and I really wasn't thinking about it, but she was telling me about like how like doing sports makes you look like really good or whatever to colleges, and like you could like get a lot of money like in aid like just for like doing sports. So like maybe
Like scholarship money or just like money in general?
like
They pay for you to go to the school. Sells tuition.
Like when you say doing sports, do you mean like they want you to come to their school to do sports or just doing sports in general?
like doing sports in general, something
Okay.
like that, or Dartmouth at least, or something like that. But that's why that was like the only reason why I was like thinking about doing track, because like I'm not gonna lie, I don't really enjoy doing track, but like I would do it. But like I don't know about in college. I feel like sports in college is like a bit of an ask.
It's a bit intense, and then you're also like you have to deal with school too, and like there's so much going on in college. So, like sports is like a lot.
I think like if you don't want the full stress of sports, there's like non-varsity sports where it's like club that most colleges do. I know UConn does it, and
Yeah.
it's like junior varsity, I guess. But yeah, you could just play the sport and have fun, not have all the stress.
Junior varsity track does sound a little crazy. Like if I learn to do a junior varsity sport in comps, like maybe basketball or something.
It's just club.
Soccer.
Yeah. That sounds a little crazy for track. But I don't know. I feel like maybe I go to college for like sports and stuff, but it could also be really stressful. And I don't think I want that burden on me in my fall years and
Basketball.
athletics. But
But like back to like the cost of like colleges, because like they're expensive. Like, what was your experience doing the basketball? Because like this year they like
I didn't do it yet.
mess up everything. Oh, you didn't do it yet.
No, so like I tried doing it. So like a little backstory, my dad, he runs this business in Ghana, so he's only around for like 3 or 4 months every year. So he's currently not back right now, and he's also very old. So I'm calling him about the password, and I'm asking like, "What's your password?" He doesn't know his password. I've been trying to like work around that or whatever, and then it takes forever, and he also like doesn't know what's going on, so it's
Yeah,
whatever.
I'm
But
sorry.
yeah, but besides that, like I don't know, it's been kind of a struggle. Also, they pushed it back. There's also been a lot of technical difficulties. Like when it dropped January 1st or whatever, like it was down for like a week, right? When it first dropped,
Yeah.
yeah, it took forever to get on that, and then all that stress. There's also like the CSS profile. I didn't do that
That
yet.
was why
I just
we got
forgot.
like a head start on that, so
We
like.
did, but I just forgot about it. Everything like aid based. Like I haven't applied to that many scholarships yet.
Okay, you better get no money.
I know.
Yeah, I feel like the scholarships are like
they're just like tedious. I think
Yeah.
I applied to them, but I didn't apply to that many.
That's why I applied to a couple. I should definitely apply to more. But, like the CSS profile I did, it was very tedious, I will say, but like it was like whatever. The FAFSA I also did January 11th, I think, or something like that.
Exactly.
The FAFSA this year is just like a mess. Like they push everything back to like, is it mid-March or late March?
I don't even know.
I think
Like
it depends on the
they're not even
school.
processing anything until like in the middle of March. So like if you added like some schools and you press submit, like you can't even like go back into it and like add more, like take schools off. So like you have to wait till they like process it, and they haven't even started with that. So yeah. Definitely gonna be like a journey, but yeah.
Yeah, I mean, my FAFSA, it was a definitely a journey. Like I finished most of it in like a few weeks, and then I had one step left, which was just to get my mom's signature. And the FAFSA didn't allow me for like 2 weeks, but it finally went through. So, yeah,
That's good.
yeah.
So like with college and stuff, like, are you prepared to like go to a college that you're gonna take out a loan and be in debt for like 5, 10 years after college, or are you gonna go to a school that you just be chilling, but if you don't get the experience, you know what I mean? Like, so, what are your thoughts on like the community college route? You go to community college for 2 years, then you transfer to a school, you save money, or would you just rather just pay the money, but you go have the full college experience at a 4 year college?
I think saving the money is better. Like, saying that you go to a top school and you're doing all this partying and you're having the full college experience is cool for those 4 years, but in the long run, I think saving the money is way better. Mm-hmm. But like, I would want to find a balance where I have the college experience but also don't pay that much.
Yeah,
which is why like UMass Amherst is a good option, because you can get both there.
So do you think like the community college route is like a good option?
Yeah, I mean, I think everyone has like their own like what's good for them.
Yeah,
because like Brandon's rich, so he could probably go to like Yale without like needing to take out a loan or anything. But
I don't know. I would say I don't think the community college is the best option, because for me, I think like with community college, like the one near us, like, well, I'm not gonna say the exact college, but it's like it seems so much like high school, and you're in your hometown and you're living at home and you're living this high school like life. And yeah, you're saying I'm gonna save money, but let's say you fall out of interest, you're just gonna end up dropping out or whatever. You're still living the high school life. You're gonna get in the same habits you were in high school. You're not gonna be as what's the word I'm looking for? Like, you're not gonna push yourself as much as you would living by yourself at a 4 year college. You know what I mean? So the second you fall into the community college route, you're just gonna not be as focused. End up dropping out of college. Maybe get a job or something, but like you still didn't go with your original goals. You know what I mean?
I mean, I feel like that's like very like biased. Like that sounded very targeted.
No, there's no target. There's no exact person. Yeah, that's the way I see it. I feel like community college is so much like high school. Like, you're just gonna not want to do it no more.
I mean, to each their own. Like,
I think like that was my opinion. That was like my like thought on community colleges until like I was at physiotherapy and they told me like community college isn't that bad, because even if you go to a big college, the biggest college like Harvard, or you go to a community college, you're still going to take your core classes, which are like physics, math, English, and stuff like that. So you're getting your credits either way, even if it's at community or a big college, you're still getting the same credits and you're saving a lot of money.
Yeah.
But I mean, community college is not that route for me.
Yeah.
But I'm not against it.
Yeah. That.
Do you think you'd still be like focused in college, just living out, staying in your house commuting instead of opposed to living on
campus? I would not.
Yeah, it's not. House, I think some people are like meant to be.
Like, yeah, if it works for you, like it works for you.
Yeah. It's just not for me.
I can't stay at home. That's like, that was my main goal. Applying to colleges, like one of the things I was looking for was like being in a big city, like Boston College, Boston University, USC, Villanova, like everything, every college I applied to, like, I want to be in the city, far away from home. I don't want to be like all like, I don't know, trapped, I guess. So okay. But yeah, so
I feel that.
Yeah.
Me personally, like, I feel like the on-campus experience is, like, one of, like, the selling points for college to me. But I would understand if somebody didn't want to, like, live on campus if their school was, like, very close to their home. Because that's, like, thousands of dollars that you're spending.
Yeah. I want, like, on-campus the experience of it, but I still want to be able to go home if I want. Yeah. So not like a USC, because
nothing too far. No. So what's the furthest you go?
I think the furthest I go was like Boston. Cause yeah.
Boston's lucky pretty far. But like,
yeah. I mean, it's kind of scary though, like going that far, like USC or University of Oregon. That's like
living on your own. You have no home, from nothing.
No one around you.
Yeah.
But like, I don't know. I feel like that really stored my life. You know, I don't have my mom there anymore, so it's like starting on my own.
Do you feel like in college you're gonna like change? Well, not well, like obviously change, but like when you like, are you gonna like give yourself like a nickname or like change, like,
because some people have full identity change.
Yeah, like college.
No, I'm just gonna say it's myself.
You're him.
We said you. We stay on business,
Brandon.
That's what I'm saying.
No, I don't think so. I think like one of it's not really a fear of mine, but it's like if I go to like a whole different college where I know no one, like a USC, the thought of meeting new people might be a little weird because like you kind of have to adapt to their to the West.
Like, look, my roommate's like boring.
Yeah, or he's like weird, or like he stinks. Because like I heard like bad experiences with roommates, it could like ruin your college experience. So yeah. So what if your roommate was bad?
What the fine
yeah what do you mean?
Like
I thought he meant like bad, like looks good. I was like, wait.
Not like he's like I don't know, like he stinks and stuff. Like so say you're in a little house and he doesn't do any of his dishes, he makes a mess and he's like he's invading your own space and making it dirty.
Well, my thing is like there's like a lot, like there's a lot, you're gonna meet people like that in college, so like you're just gonna have to get used to it.
But like living with them though,
yeah, especially because like college, like you know, you share a public bathroom, like you could there's definitely someone on the hallway you live in that's gonna be like that.
But Disgusting. not necessarily, like I mean, like yeah, but like no, like when I went to my brother's school, like the bathroom wasn't that bad, like the shared bathroom thing, like that wasn't that bad, like I'm not gonna lie.
I remember my sister telling me tales about her one of her roommates like being really messy or whatever and constant arguments or whatever. But I feel like it's different for
That would
both.
drive me crazy, but like, cause
Yeah, I think I would chill like most of the time.
like it, yeah,
I don't know if I can deal with dirty.
Like I'm like low key a germaphobe or whatever. So like, they like it depends on how dirty. Like, I can tolerate like up to like a certain point.
Like laundry all over the, like dishes like on the floor and shit. It's insane.
Like if I have to do the dishes, like I'm gonna get mad.
Like, what are your thoughts on like sharing a public bathroom? Like one thing I was looking for, like from applying to colleges, I'll look at the dorms, see where their bathroom is. Some colleges have like bathrooms in each dorm. Like that's like what I want.
Yeah,
But
that's why UMass Amherst is a big plus because, I got into like the Commonwealth Honors, which is like you get your own. I think you get better dorms, and it's like you get your own bathroom, which
Is
it's a big benefit.
I can't share about people are enjoying.
Yeah.
But like, it depends on the it depends on the bathroom, I think.
It's on the bathroom. What do you mean?
Yeah, because like, do they like take care of it? Like the people that like
The
clean,
janitors?
yeah, like the janitor.
Yeah, that's it.
That's true.
Because like even at work, like I don't be afraid to like say on like that like bathroom because like I know the people that clean it and like actually be
So
cleaning.
you'd be using public restrooms?
Well, no,
Not
at work,
really.
like yeah, at school if I have to, at work if I need to.
I'll even be using that at work. That's disgusting. I might be a
Well,
germaphobe.
the Stop and Shop one's probably disgusting, but any last remarks on college?
If you're watching this and you're a junior or a sophomore getting ready for college, my best advice would be like start early, start prepping stuff early, get a basis of what you're doing early so you don't get into your senior year and you're bombarded with all these essays and scholarships that you have to apply to the Common App. That's like my advice.
Yeah, I agree with that. 'Cause like, once you're like all set with like your essays and everything, like it's really like smooth. Like especially with like scholarships and stuff, 'cause a lot of them ask for like the same things. So like, just reword like your essays or whatever. Like make it work with like the prompt and then just like submit and like yeah.
I think my best advice would be like don't focus on too much on what you want to do because a lot of people end up changing their major and just focus on like the scholarships and your college essay and all that, the FAFSA and stuff, not so much on what you're going to do since most people ch end up changing their major. So,
He's spitting.
yeah.
Yes. But also, like, don't stress out too much. Like,
Yeah,
you can
especially if
skip.
you're like a junior, like you have senior year to stress, so like
Yeah.
you're sure.
But also, like, keep your grades good. I didn't realize how much my freshman grade impacted me until I looked at my transcript.
But like at the same time, that was like a lot like due to the pandemic.
That's
Like
true. But, yeah.
because our entire freshman year was online, so Yeah, that was not a great learning environment. Would you take online classes in college? Like,
No, I can't.
yeah, I
I
can't do
can't
online
take
classes.
college. And another thing
People
is,
always
like,
mess.
if your grades are good going to senior year, you should try to ease up your senior year schedule, not take too many APs, because I thought, like, senior right is when it hit me. But, so, yeah, it hit
Yeah.
hard, actually.
So, yeah. Nah. Any last remarks? All
Nah, I think it wraps it up.
right. Oh, that was this week's podcast, College Readiness, and
Thank you guys for joining us. Tune in to the next episode.
make sure comment your top five schools if you're a junior or senior. Let us know.
If you
Like,
graduated, let us know what college you went to.
yeah.
And comment your SAT scores.
Ooh.
Oh, shoot.
But yeah, see you next time.
Okay.
We need an outro. What do you do?